Welcome to Let's Walk Business, the podcast where we take our conversations into the great outdoors and explore the inspiring world of female-owned businesses. I'm your host, Judith Rayner, and I invite you to join me on a transformative journey as we walk, talk, and dive deep into the captivating stories and practical insights from successful female entrepreneurs. So grab your boots, step outside, and let's get started on today's episode. Hello, Judith here, out walking as usual. You probably think that's all I ever do is walk, but I wish I did it more. In fact, it's still an effort to get out, particularly on a day like today when it's been absolutely bucketing down and you're kind of grabbing those moments between. But I decided actually today, regardless, I wanted to come out because actually walking in the rain can be quite fun. You know, if you've got the boots on, you've got a coat and maybe an umbrella and it's not too windy, I quite like it. I actually really like the sound of rain on an umbrella or even on a tent, you know, from all those camping trips in August where it rained instead of sunshine. That's my experience anyway. Yes, I'm out on a bit of a blustery day that any minute now I could get absolutely drenched, but that's absolutely fine. And I'm talking again a little bit more about this whole success thing, this word success, which I think is a little bit triggering sometimes for people. And I did touch upon it in the last introductory episode about what I saw when I was running network meetings, and I had what I termed the success face, the networking face, but it wasn't the reality of what was going on underneath or behind the scenes for these amazing entrepreneurial women. There was often a lot of loneliness and panic and doubt, fear, and lack of confidence in what they were actually doing, but they were presenting themselves as successful. So whatever that means. So I think we have an idea of what it looks like, and we might see other people and go, oh, well, they look really successful. And that could be either, you know, the image we see of them online, that's a huge thing and we only see a tiny fraction of it, and what goes into them looking successful. We might think we have to physically look a certain way and appear a certain way, dress a certain way in order to be successful. And certainly in some industries, there is definitely a work clothing expectation for women in how they should present themselves to look professional and therefore successful. But when you're working for yourself, you have all that freedom. You can literally wear what you want, particularly now. Most of us are working from home. We might go out to the odd networking meeting, or we go to an event. And those are the times when we kind of polish ourselves up a bit more because we want to look more pulled together and professional. But, you know, it's so important that we look like us, and that how we present ourselves represents the type of business that we are in and the work that we do and our personality. So we're bringing that to it. We don't end up looking all bland. And success can be, people can think about, oh, you're not successful until you earn a certain amount, or that you have a this size audience online or in person, that you have X many clients, that you're charging this per hour, or you've got a package that's worth this many thousands of pounds. So many different kind of criteria that we could judge ourselves against to go, oh, okay, now I'm successful. So it's a bit of a weird word, I think. And I think it's so important to take the comparison and judgment out of it, so that we can get a really clear idea of what it is about for us as an individual and for us in our business, and what that means for, you know, family, and at our sort of wider impact. And that's really what I want to kind of just talk about a little bit today, as it really is an individual thing. One person might have the dream of earning the six figures, another person, they just want to be able to pay for their family holiday, and that's a huge thing. They want to replace their old employer's income, or they want to help their partner to retire, or they want to put their children through private school, or they want to pay for some private health care. They want to work 3 days a week, they want to work 20 hours a week, they want to work 2 days, you know, and they want to be able to do lots of other things. They want to follow a hobby, they want to give to charity, they want to work with charity. There are a gazillion different models of what success looks like for each person, and it's so important to know what yours is so that you're not comparing to anybody else and seeing other people in it kind of making you feel down. And I've had some really interesting conversations about this with people. You can get, you know, especially online, you can get very hooked into people promoting things that, you know, are going to make you this amount of money, or going to bring in top clients, or you know, allow you to work 3 hours and earn a million. There's so much stuff out there that can make you think, oh, this is what it looks like. But that isn't the reality. And there are lots of different kind of, when you look a bit more under the skin, somebody else that is doing what you're doing but appearing to have greater success, you're only seeing what you're seeing unless you know for a fact everything about their life and their numbers, you don't know what you're seeing. They could have amazing support structure around them where you haven't. They could have a whole team where for you it's just you. They could have brought an audience from their previous business in, so they started with that. They may not have the same challenges going on in their life, health-wise, anything. There are a gazillion different things, and there's also choice, because just even though, so you could say, yeah, but that person has got all of those challenges going on in their life and they're still creating this success. And all the way through what we do, we're making choices. And our priorities and our values are what drive our decisions. And if we have chosen not to work crazy hours, be up well into the night, and to take a lot more time off, to be more flexible, and we don't want to put in the 60, 70 hour weeks to start with, that's absolutely fine. The thing is to acknowledge and also take responsibility for the choices that we're making with how things are turning out, because that's the only difference. It's it is down to choice. And it's somebody, a client and now friend that I have, she says, yeah, but I don't want to. I'm not interested to do what it might take, or what it would take for me online to earn that. And I would rather be in my garden, out with my dogs, doing these other things, connecting to nature, connecting to people, than spending my time on my laptop doing that thing online to make that money. And that, you know, you can hear straight away that totally taps into her values, what's important to her in her life. And when we try to force ourselves into somebody else's methods, modes of operating, they're, you know, these boxes that don't fit, we can become very unhappy, very stressed, and probably burnt out as well. So yes, there might be times where we go, actually, I am being a bit of a lazy ass, and, you know, I need to commit a bit more, and I want to commit. It's the wanting. And it's not, you know, you can't just wish it. You've got to want it and take action. And, you know, we can't go, yeah, I want this, but then do the exact opposite. Yes, there's a whole bag of responsibility that comes into this. You know, along with a reality dose about what's going on in your life. What support structures do you have? What can you realistically do? And then looking at what can be changed to make that slightly easier, simpler. You know, you're beating an old drum that just isn't working. So there's so much to this, but what I really wanted to just talk about is this kind of success label and how we can get a bit fixated on what that's meant to look like and what it looks like for other people and judging ourselves accordingly, and perhaps not taking a very cold hard look at what we do, what we're doing, and the choices we're making and the responsibility that we're taking for our own success. And before doing that, we need to define what that actually means, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it is, what it isn't. And then we can go, right, okay, in order to really create that life, that business that I can see, hear and feel, this is what I want to do. This is the choices, these are what I can do, and this is what I'm going to commit to, and really taking responsibility for it and ignoring everybody else's version, because it's really, really irrelevant. You know, one person's outgoings could be quadruple what another person's outgoings are, just because of where they live or what's happened in their life so far. So we all need very, very different things. I'd love to hear what your kind of take is on this, and how maybe you've got sidetracked sometimes, got pulled off your own path because of seeing what other people are doing and their supposed success. And you know what, it makes you feel rubbish, and this is where people, you know, get comparisonitis and feel really down on themselves, and you know, imposter syndrome might kick in, and oh, that person, you know, I've been doing this for years and that person's only come into it last year, and look at them. And if you really decide, no, yeah, I want what they've got, then it's like really digging deep and finding out, well, what have they done differently? What is it? What is that missing piece that they have done that perhaps you haven't, that you haven't thought of, or made the investment for, or given it the time? You know, have you chopped and changed too many times? Have you stuck to something long enough? Have you stuck to something for too long? Are you charging enough? So do they already have a really big audience and you have a small one? So do you need to build that first? So many different things. But a real reality check and kind of digging a bit deeper, not just seeing it on a superficial level and then they're going to teach you how to do what they've done, because you might need to do it differently, because no, when everyone says we have the same 24 hours in a day, that's complete nonsense. We don't. We all have 24 hours. We don't have the same 24 hours, because no one person's life is the same as the next person's life. And I think that's a real key thing to remember. And it's not about using it as an excuse. It's just about being realistic and using it as a way to stop measuring and judging yourself or ourselves against somebody else. And we very rarely know the full picture anyway. So, yeah. So that's a bit for me today on that whole success word. I hope you've enjoyed that, and come and walk with me again sometime. I haven't said much about my walk. It's a bit breezy. You might be able to hear that. I don't know. You may have heard some bird song every now and then, but mainly it's the breeze. But yeah, come and walk with me again, and pop your comments in, follow, and write a review if you even want to too. And I'll see you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for joining me on this invigorating walk through the world of female-owned business. I hope you found inspiration, wisdom, and actionable advice in today's episode. If you enjoyed our conversation, don't forget to subscribe to Let's Walk Business on your favourite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, the beauty of nature and the power of entrepreneurship are always within reach. So let's keep walking, keep exploring, and keep transforming our businesses and lives together. Pop down to the show notes for all the socials links and connect with me there. And also grab yourself a copy of the audio Spring Clean Your Business, which can be used any time of the year, not just in the spring. Enjoy and see you soon. Until next time, keep stepping forward on your entrepreneurial journey.